International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, October 2024. Week 3. Day 4. Outline. Roman number 3. The genuine church is the kingdom of God in this age. Today the believers live the kingdom life in the church. Capital A. Each time the Lord Jesus spoke of the church, he mentioned it in relation to the kingdom. This indicates how intimately the kingdom and the church are related. Number 1. Romans 14:17 proves that the church in this age is the kingdom of God. Number 2. The kingdom of God in 1 Corinthians 4:20 refers to the church life, implying that in the sense of authority, the church in this age is the kingdom of God. Number 3. The term fellow citizens in Ephesians 2:19 indicates the kingdom of God, the sphere wherein God exercises his authority. Number 4. What Paul and his fellow workers were doing in the gospel work for the establishing of the churches was for the kingdom of God. Number 5. The word kingdom in Revelation 1:6 reveals that where the church is, there the kingdom of God is. The church represents the kingdom. Capital B. In the Lord's recovery, at the same time we are both in the kingdom and in the church, in the treasure and in the pearl. Roman number 4. In the church as the kingdom, we are under the kingdom's rule, government, discipline, and exercise. Capital A. Although the church today is God's kingdom, we are in the kingdom in reality only when we live, walk, and have our being in the Spirit, not in our natural man. This is the end of today's outline.